Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Another week lays out before us. It is the 23rd day of March 2009. We're going to be live for the next 4 hours. We've got Alan Watt coming on for an hour and a half in the third and fourth hour today. Also, Kevin Booth will be popping in to talk about Freeway Ricky Ross, a new claim that he will earn $1 million legally and donate it to the neighborhoods that he helped destroy. He was the big CIA front man bringing cocaine into Los Angeles, and he's very close to getting out of prison. So that is coming up a little bit later in the show as well. You know, every day before I go on the air, I realize that I'm not even articulating properly the magnitude of what's happening in our world today. Just how real it is. World government is openly being announced, a world government of, for, and by the bankers. And then I learned Friday that the U.S. military had been putting out MIAC-type reports. It's already been in the news that Army Intelligence watches bike riding groups, pro-life groups, pro-abortion groups. It's completely illegal. They've already merged with the state police and the FBI. They're publicly putting regular Army in police departments all across the country as, quote, liaison officers for intelligence gathering in the local police intelligence files. It's like we're Iraq or Afghanistan. We're occupied. But to then get an internal secret Army document where they specifically talk about in the Fed in Texas, the protest of last November, new ones coming up in April, 38 locations across the country. Ron Paul was down in Houston protesting the Fed at a park across the street. His brother, Wayne Paul, was with us in Dallas and the great folks that did that. And specifically, they had the Army in plain clothes out watching us. Now, that's the crime. That is the terrorism. That is the secret police. For those that don't know what East Germany was like or Communist China still today or what Cuba's like or Soviet Russia, I mean, this is so anti-freedom. This is 180 degrees from freedom. This is classical tyranny. And, you know, I get up here on air and I tell you about how, well, we got footage of it, how we were followed in Virginia covering Bilderberg, and we had guys coming up in the hotel rooms, you know, big special forces types, but 45 years old, Pentagon Protective Services, State Department Protective Services. Hey, let's attack the State Department. You're just like, come on, man. And then people snicker and joke and go, oh, that's not happening, Alex. Just like when we put the MIAC report out, it was fake. I just made it up. Or like when I, 2 months before 9/11, I said they're going to attack the World Trade Center, get the word out, they're going to blame it on their asset, Bin Laden. Oh, Alex, shut up. You're crazy. Or when I publicly said on air I was going to infiltrate Bohemian Grove, people laughed at that, and I did it. And it isn't so much that I'm some special or wonderful can-do person. It's that other people have lost or never learned in their, to have a belief in themselves or to realize just what powerful creatures we all are. You just don't have any initiative. And so you can't imagine that I have this initiative. But the proof is in the pudding. Number one alternative media website, Infowars.com. Number one. All the rating services. Alexa, you name it. And a whole constellation of other big sites, like PrisonPlanet.com. It's in the top 10 alternative media sites. And it seems to enrage a lot of people that we're so successful. Why don't you apply yourselves and become successful in the fight against the New World Order? Why don't you believe in yourselves? Well, more and more people are, and they're turning that innate human power loose, and I salute you. We'll come back with all the big news. Stay with us. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Let's go to the heart of the matter. Life Change Tea has had some commercials that are not appealing to those who live in denial. Maybe we are to believe there are no parasites in the world, and that having a clogged colon is good for you. That being overweight is absolutely healthy. That there are no unhealthy chemicals in the air. And last but not least, fluoride in your water is good for you. Not. Get the tea. Change your body and life from unhealthy to healthy. Order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea, the tea that changes how you feel.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The state police around the country, we know military intelligence spies on anybody that protests Halliburton or anybody else. We know it's all violations of federal law, and I'm going to be going over that, the fact that they are going after the In the Fed organic protest organization and I guess Gary Franchi and others started up. Another example of good people actually taking action and having a huge effect. This is being done because the private Federal Reserve is a criminal organization that has hijacked our nation and openly brags before Congress that they are above the president, above the legislative, above the judicial, and that no one can have any oversight over them. And these criminals swagger around Washington. Everyone bows down to them when they go into the committee hearings, at least in the past. Now people like Senator... Oh, what's the senator? We played the clip. Senator Sanders, people like Congressman Ron Paul, so many others are confronting them and not kissing up to them, and their aura of godlikeness is beginning to wear thin. But just think about how tyrannical it is, how just openly corrupt it is that they have military intelligence following us around. and that specifically this was leaked out of Texas to the Libertarian Party, and we've made phone calls and confirmed that this indeed is going on. I made phone calls to the military offices this weekend. The number was not listed, but I knew where it was based out of, Fort Hood, Texas, and out of Camp Mabry, Austin, Texas. And they were not pleased to know that we have the document. It's up on Infowars.com right now. Because I've been tracking this group for a long time and knew exactly where to call. I had some old documents the FBI screwed up and gave us in 1998. Made some phone calls to those numbers as well. Same offices. There's an Army checkpoint, again, on I-35 south of Waco and Temple, Belton Line. It's in police state to the takeover. And Mike Hansen's up there doing construction work. He sees an Army checkpoint, starts filming it, and the local police, Captain Best and others, come over and say, turn your cameras off. And they say, okay, the FBI's coming. 2 hours later, an FBI car pulls up, says, okay, here's the press release. Now, stay away from the checkpoint. And there was a press release cover sheet stapled to it, classified documents. Now, maybe the FBI guy, I'm starting to think that there, some of them may be on our side. I mean, we know the state police leaking this to us are on our side. We know the Army that leaked this is on our side. We know that Ron Paul got more campaign contributions than any other candidate in both parties, so we know a lot of them are on our side, the majority. And, you know, I'm not stupid. I understand. I almost don't want to say this on air because I don't want higher-ups to realize what's really going on here, but I think they're smart enough to know what's going on, so it's no secret. The way this Army document was written is a form of PSYOP rebellion against the government, and I'm going to go over this later in the show in detail. It is written with respect. It is written for honor of those of us protesting the private Federal Reserve. It is written to wake up the military and police to the tyranny of the Federal Reserve, but it follows its order to liaison with local FBI and police and to, at the bottom of the page, basically say we can be involved in terrorism. So this is a reverse double PSYOP. I don't know the proper term, a triple cross on the enemy here. Now, that is not the case with the MIAC report out of Missouri that the governor admits was written by the feds and is in all 50 states, different variants of it. That was written by the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL components of it. And that basically, the first page says, if you have a, you know, you're a cop killer who is a white supremacist, if you believe, and then the next seven pages, that there's a New World Order, a North American Union, that the Federal Reserve's corrupt. That is a demonization piece, clearly. This Army report, I'm going to read it later here on air. You can read it for yourself. It's the Army dispatched in response to end the Fed protest. Now, 10 years ago, the military was not awake to the level they are now. They were just now listening to us and just now checking out what we had to say. Since then, everything we talked about has happened, so we have high credibility with them. And Ron Paul really opened the door, and the Ron Paul movement, like nothing else, to the military. But when I first had run-ins with Army intelligence, it was threatening. Two different events where I'd walk out to my car in a parking lot, and there'd be guys in suits, 32, 35 years old, you know, the special forces bearing, and they would make little threatening comments and tell me I was being watched. Hey, Alex, how you doing? I heard you got a special team. You're planning something. You know, we want to help you. What are you planning? Are you going to do something violent? And I'm like, no, my team. When I say I'm thinking my team, I'm talking about my people that I work with. No, we're just checking that out. There was another case where an FBI agent showed up. He was literally red-faced and breathing heavy, about 6'5". That was like professional bike riders, the FBI guys. You know, he was that type. And I do a two-hour TV show that day. And I say, the FBI's criminal and murdered the people at Waco, and I demand you call in, or if I'm not a liar and you're not criminals, that you show up down here. And sure enough, here's this guy at the door. He's got the unmarked FBI car out front, but he was literally huffing and puffing, telling me the FBI wasn't all bad. And I said, "Are you FBI?" And he said, "Well, I'm not going to answer that." So, you know, I had that case too. But and another time in a Target parking lot, they got very threatening, pulled up behind me, blocked me in. I got out. They got around me and just told me basically that if I ever got out of line, I was dead. So, you know, this is the real world. This is what I deal with every day. The type of crap I deal with. I deal with every day knowing this is going on. And, you know, that's when you realize just how real all of this is when you're in the fight and things like this happen over and over again. I was mentioning a few ancient cases, but I mean, it's on record. It was in a score of newspapers that they detained me for 15 hours, yelled and screamed at me, said I was going to go to prison in Canada. That was not fun. By the grace of God, they didn't successfully search all of us. And one of my guys had a cell phone. He slipped it to me in the holding room, and I called the CBC, who actually showed up because I was scheduled for an interview with them that next day. And by then, it was that next day, so they showed up. I called them, left a message, and I called Jim Tucker, and he was also scheduled for the same interview, so he got him out there. But that's what we go through to bring you this information. So coming up, Army dispatch in response to end the Fed protest. The other huge news is Obama supporters unleashed a sell banker plan, 13 million of them. 13 million to, quote, double their numbers to 26 mil. They're going out to get recruits, and they're using government-paid-for PSAs everywhere to recruit them to the Democratic Party's private site, usaservice.org. And this is right out of Mao Zedong. Tarpley always says it's more like Mussolini, and I guess he did pioneer this in the 20s, but the way it's configured is Maoist, but certainly Mao did pick up a lot of what he did from the fascist in their organizational system. But so I guess the root is Mussolini-type garbage, but the configuration is Maoist. And it's really happening. I've got mainstream news reports how they're recruiting Americans to be spies and spy on other Americans, British headlines over the weekend that are up on PrisonPlanet.com. Mainstream news just announcing, oh, yeah, we're going to have citizen spies everywhere looking for terrorists and fighting crime. And they've been setting this up in every Western nation for decades, but now, I mean, it's really coming out in the open, and they're saying, oh, this will be the new jobs. This is the new stimulus package. Is a 1 million person core, and there's five other cores, but this is the big one. And it will be compulsory. I mean, they passed the draft in the House last Thursday. National draft is passed. I should be yelling and screaming and hyperventilating over that. I'm not. I've been conditioned to accept it, I guess. And the language is, oh, we're setting up a federal agency to prepare the feasibility of forced compulsory service. And then you read the Nexus tie-in a month ago with the Defense Department issuance. And last night on the show, I read that Army directive, a Pentagon directive. And it says, with a new million-person force, that the Pentagon will direct whether they serve domestically or overseas in support of combat operations. So this is a giant pool to suppress and control all our towns and cities and states here, but also in third-world nations that get invaded, blasted to daylights, their infrastructure destroyed. Then hundreds of thousands of little bureaucrats come in behind the military to then take over the society. And they're going to be drafted. But they don't call it a draft. They just call it compulsory service, mandatory. I mean, this is past the House, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to the Senate, and they're set to pass it. It passed by a huge majority in the House of Representatives. They are really trying a Nazi-slash-Soviet-style takeover. It's really happening. Everything that was foretold, everything they set up, was all in preparation of this. Now we're here. Now the military is tracking me and following me. It's openly being admitted to. We're here.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio. George Strait was singing, "Seashores of Old Mexico." It sounded so good, I got an idea. I'm gonna go there since they're all over here. The Lone Star State should be renamed Texaco. So long, Texas. Hello, Mexico. I'm gonna swim the Rio Grande. at El Paso. I'm leaving tonight, I ain't gonna pack. I'm only taking the clothes on my back. So long, Texas. Hello, Mexico.
Welcome back. Yeah, they can't put the army on the border. As the Mexican drug gangs kill police, citizens, whoever else they want, kidnap us en masse.
I'll drive a rattle-trap car with no liability.
But don't worry, they've got plenty of army to spy on the people of the United States. Because we dare protest the private Federal Reserve that tells Congress to sit down and shut up, that they run nothing. That is coming up. Here's the type of other financial news I have in front of me today. Treasury's toxic asset plan could cost $1 trillion. The Obama administration's latest attempt to tackle the banking crisis and get loans flowing to families and businesses will create a new government entity, the Public-Private Investment Program, to help purchase as much as $1 trillion in toxic assets on bank books. The new effort to be unveiled today will be followed next day with the release of an administration's broad framework for overhauling the financial system to ensure that the current crisis, the worst in seven decades, is not repeated. The key part of the regulatory framework will give the government new regulatory authority to take over troubled institutions that would pose a threat to the entire fiscal system if they failed. Now, they're announcing this means private companies, not just brokerage firms, banks, and insurance companies, and then they will set the pay of regular Americans and middle-class people. It's just all the big bankers and CEOs, they have loopholes. That's why they brought out this $165 million bonus to AIG to divert and distract from the $9.7 trillion missing into the Federal Reserve black hole. That kind of backfired, though, on them because Senator Dodd and Obama were running around bad-mouthing the loopholes and the huge bonuses, and then it came out that they wrote the specific loopholes. So that kind of blew up in their face a bit there with their propaganda, but still everybody's focused on the $165 million, not the $9.7 trillion and counting. That number's over a month old. We haven't gotten new numbers yet. It's always trillions plus every month since the banker takeover of October 3rd. See, they don't need any new powers, any new illegitimate powers since the October 3rd power grab that gave them unlimited secret funding, no oversight, total control. So when you hear about them saying they want new packages and new plans, that's just their way to introduce the fact that they spent trillions and trillions more. And then everybody's focusing on this toxic debt asset buyback. Remember, they told you in September into October, and then into November and December, that, oh, we've got to have this to unplug the toxic mortgages. That's the debt. It'll be easy to unplug all this and unclog it. And then what happened? October 4th, after they passed it, they said, look, we don't need it for that anymore. The problem isn't the mortgages, which it wasn't. They just wanted to make it sound like the people had done this. They said, oh, we're not going to tell you where we're spending it, though. And then Geithner got in, and he'd actually written part of the bailout, so the whole policy just continued seamlessly. And so when you hear they need new powers and that there's a G20 meeting coming up and that they've been meeting in secret, that's all over the news, that is to prepare the new bank of the world. They admit that. A new bank of the world that you will pay all your taxes to and that will regulate all the currencies and interest rates of the planet. And they can engage in more market rigging and more insider trading and scams. Senator Gregg says Obama budget will bankrupt U.S. The top Republican on the Senate Budget Committee says the Obama administration is on the right course to save the nation's financial system. But Senator Judd Gregg of New Hampshire also says President Obama's massive budget proposal will bankrupt the country. Gregg says he has no regrets in withdrawing his nomination to become Commerce Secretary. He pulled out after deciding he would not fully back the administration's economic policies. The senator said Obama's spending plan in the midst of a prolonged recession would leave the next generation of the country too expensive to live in. Well, that's the whole plan. They want to fully bankrupt everybody and then sign our names collectively over to all of this. That's why Obama's going door to door with 13 million Hitler Jugend trying to pressure people into signing a pledge that to sign on to it. so they can morally claim we agreed to it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here live. Rebroadcast on wonderful AM/FM affiliates across the nation. Simulcast on Global Shortwave WWCR. 4 hours live during the day and then from 9 to 1 a.m. Central Standard Time. At night, Jason Burmes. 9 to midnight. Right out of the studio with the Info Warrior. Okay, I want to get into Army dispatched in response to End the Fed protest and read over the document itself here on air. It dovetails with the MIAC report and the rest of it and the secret police we have in this country. You know, a week and a half ago, almost 2 weeks ago, when they had that terrible mass shooting in Alabama, I pointed out it was a violation of posse comitatus and federal law. Now that's in the Houston Chronicle and other major newspapers. The military is investigating if it violated posse comitatus. They've had to have press conferences over it. There is no doubt it's against the law to have Army intelligence running around spying on the American people. Again, that's coming up. But what do you expect? You have criminal bankers that have completely hijacked this nation. They're bankrupting it to consolidate wealth and power. Even Rolling Stone had a headline in an article called The Takeover. in this week's publication, and they say it's not about a bailout. It's about power and a takeover. Yeah, bring it into me. Ooh, I left it in the other room. You're smart to just think of that. It's called the big takeover. The global economic crisis isn't about money. It's about power. How Wall Street insiders are using the bailout to stage a revolution. Just amazing. So we'll be going over that. I mean, the government is completely illegitimate on its face, and they're hoping this Obama mania can sucker enough people to go along with it, and that they can then sick this mass of 13 million minions, and they want to double it to 26 million. And then so they can point news cameras at millions of people and say, look, the public wants it, when every poll says the public, literally 98%, 99% are against the bankers. But it doesn't matter. You got the 2% saying we're terrorists because we don't want foreign bankers raping us financially. World markets surge ahead of U.S. bank asset plans. World markets surge on U.S. banking crisis plan, Japan stimulus hopes. The promise of putting trillions of dollars of new monetization out into the world system caused stocks to go up sharply today. Because that signifies that they're going to go with the hyperinflationary move. See, they wouldn't say which direction they were going to go. Let us just have a recession now and then fix things or go into a long hyperinflationary depression. And many fools out there think that that's a better option. World stock markets soared Monday ahead of U.S. announcement to purge as much as $1 trillion in bad bank assets as Japan signaled more stimulus measures to resuscitate the world's second largest economy. What does that mean? It means the trillions and trillions of dollars of derivatives of toxic made-up, Madoff-type Ponzi paper that they are going to basically put all that on the taxpayers of the Western world, from Japan to England to the United States, from Australia to Germany. And so the criminal class, the looting class, the casino class, the casino economy class, are pleased. Because for the time being, this means that it will probably run the stock market back up, which is what Bob Chapman and Dr. Paul Craig Roberts and everybody else has said on this show. This is sacrificing the real economy, Main Street, real jobs, your futures, everything. Huge new tax increases at every level to pay off this debt that is going to be fed directly into the gaping mouth of the Wall Street global system. And so for the time, the stock market will be run up again and then run back down again, and they can, you know, manipulate and make huge, obscene, fraudulent, non-free market profits. They keep calling it the free market. It's not the free market. It's a rigged scam. And the house always wins. The house is the new world order. The house of world government, as the elitists call themselves. They call the new world order the house of world government. The house of Rothschild. And so they've decided to hyperinflate and turn us into a complete third world nation, as well as Western Europe, Japan, Australia, New Zealand. And the elite are celebrating. And it's only going to get worse if they continue down this road. Here's another report out of Reuters. IMF says clean up banks to tackle dire world crisis. Economic crisis dire, risk of unrest and war, says the IMF. And they're... You know, what has Bush done? He said, do this bailout or we'll have a depression next week. They let the banks take over. Things got worse. Do this steep economic stimulus package, really a federalization package, or we'll have a depression. Then Obama goes on 60 Minutes last night. I watched it. And he says, part of his permanent campaign, scores of speeches a day and appearances, he says, look, you got to do this or we're going to have a depression. But then he added, oh, but things aren't that bad. Just do this and everything will be fine. That's the psychology. There's going to be a depression if you don't do what I say, and that's this new bank of the world. And if you don't like the $190,000 in debt on each American, through the leveraged bailout, well, you're really going to enjoy the hundreds of thousands of more debt they're going to pile on each and every one of us individually, and all the taxes they're going to levy that'll further destroy any middle class or any industry we had in this nation. Because they use economics as a weapon of vertical integration and consolidation. IMF says clean up banks to tackle dire world crisis, economic crisis, dire risk of unrest and war, IMF. The world is in a dire economic crisis, but no recovery is possible until the financial sector is cleaned up by the very people that engineered it, I would add. The head of the International Monetary Fund said today the crisis will push millions into poverty and unemployment, risking social unrest and even war. An urgent action is required, IMF Managing Director Dominique Strauss-Kahn said. It's the same old deal. Pass global carbon taxes or all the polar bears will drown. Total lie. Pass global carbon taxes or the Earth will... 5 billion people will die. That was the headline last week by Al Gore's head scientist. 5 billion will die. It's the end of the world. Depression. Meanwhile, if you follow what they want and you allow them to set up world government, they're going to carry out the eugenics operation through release-controlled bioweapon plagues, and then that will happen. The crisis will push millions into poverty and unemployment, risking social unrest and even war. An urgent action is required, the IMF managing director said. Bluntly, the situation is dire, he told a meeting of the crisis at the International Labor Organization, a United Nations agency representing unions, employers, and governments that study labor issues. So, again, give all the remaining power to the bankers, for a world government of and for by the bankers, and maybe things will be okay, and then things get worse, and they say, give us more power, or everything will get worse, and then give us more power, everything will get worse, and then it gets worse. Strauss-Kahn was talking less than 2 weeks before a summit of the G20 leading nations on April 2nd to tackle the crises. As the crisis spills over into developed countries, millions of people will be pushed back into poverty and hardship, Strauss-Kahn said. All this will affect dramatically unemployment and beyond unemployment for many countries. It will be at the roots of social unrest. Some threat to democracy may be from social cases. It can also end in war, he said. He confirmed the IMF would shortly debate its economic forecast to show the world economy contracting between 0.5 and 1% in the year, the first reversal in more than 50 years of sustained growth. Developed countries would shrink by a post-war record of World War II of about 3%, he said, but the IMF still believed recovery was possible in 2010, provided bold policies were followed. And that means doing whatever they say. So we are now here with the open world government of, for, and by the bankers being set up in plain view of everyone. And if you go protest that the private Federal Reserve is owned by European, New York, and London families, the army is spying on you and watching you. Now, we can't let that be a chilling effect and stop us. It just shows how a pack of criminals is attempting to take this country over like they did Germany, Russia, China, and hundreds of other countries. This is what the IMF and World Bank and Ex-Im Bank, International Bank of Settlements, the OECD, this is what this group of criminals do. They're monopoly men. They set up NORTHCOM to protect their criminal operation from the American people ever getting control of the government again, and then having legitimate government, not rogue government, but legitimate government, prosecute these globalists. See, that's what tyranny is. They've got to get their crime syndicate in place so they can consolidate the power. They're conquerors. They're usurpers. This is military and economic domination. This is the fall of the republic. A decade down the road, you'll still see the American flag. You'll still hear about how we're the home of the free, land of the brave, land of the free, home of the brave, but it will not be that case. You think your standard of living has dropped so far, it's only going to get worse until these criminals are brought to justice. And the IMF goes on to say they need a world regulatory body with absolute control over every nation's issuance of currency, the value of currencies, interest rates, everything. You'll still have your dollars. You'll still have your yens and yuan. You'll still have your pounds. You'll still have your euros. You'll still have your pesos. But it will globally be set and controlled by this body, just like trade is set by the World Trade Organization. Here's a Times of London headline. Soon there will be nobody left to lend to America. That's what the National Post in Canada's headline was yesterday. It was, is this the end of America? Yes, it is. It is the end of the United States as we know it. They are using up all of our capital. They're indenturing the American people to finance the global banking takeover of the entire planet. And then we are left as paupers on the continent our forefathers conquered. In the words of Thomas Jefferson. You understand? This is it. But you've got an entitled, slack job public who have had it so good. We're all soft. We're all too complacent, myself included. We have had it good so long that we don't know what hardship is. And the public was taught that it was cute and funny and cool to be lackadaisical and laugh in the face of serious issues, and that everybody was just partying and drinking and working out and having sex and going on vacations and smirking or caught up in the left-right paradigm if you were politically active, while the bankers, while powerful, serious, shrewd, focused, eugenics-obsessed control freaks got us in debt, took over our local governments, brainwashed our police and military, and now they're dropping the hammer. The hammer's already hit. And now they're raising it again to just hammer, 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 hammer. We're like a ship going into a hurricane, a cyclone. It's 200 miles an hour. And people are being slammed up and up against the bulkhead doors, and they're still giggling and smirking, and we haven't even entered the main maelstrom yet. And I am desperately trying to get the American people to rise up and take the wheel away from the psychopaths that are in control of the ship. But the wicked captain's at the helm saying, look, just shut up, he's an extremist, they're extremists, let me continue taking the ship directly into the storm. And that's why the elite don't care. They've now brought us into the storm. They are either going to fail, and their New World Order system is going to be run up on the rocks, and then we've got some chance of climbing off and surviving, maybe. Or they are going to continue taking us directly in and taking the ship to the bottom. And all I'm trying to do is get people to wake up and realize how desperate the situation is. The public is outraged over $165 million to AIG when it's the third round of bonuses for that one group. There's hundreds of groups getting bonuses and bailout money. $250 billion, CBS News reports, of bailout money is in the is just in one tax shelter alone. You know, in the Caymans. That is nothing. It isn't the little CEOs. It's the shareholders of the big private banks and brokerage houses that in the last decade have gotten you to buy into Ponzi schemes while they move their assets into coal mines and power plants and roads and biotech and defense and media. When they built the Ponzi scheme, they took all their money out. I saw this a decade ago and would only buy hard assets and commodities, while selling you into the Ponzi scheme with your retirement funds and your 401ks. Look, the average 401k has lost more than 50%. Folks, you're going to end up losing it all. So the letter's finally out from Ron Paul, Bob Barr, and Chuck Baldwin. Get him to post this at the top with a blurb with the addendum article of last week under it, please. Thank you. We finally got the letter. Honorable Ron Paul, Chuck Baldwin, and Bob Barr, all of them here, got that letter to the Governor Nixon, the MIAC report. I still have people saying that report doesn't exist when the governors in the Associated Press defending it, Governor Nixon of Missouri. And I'm supposed they'll say these Army reports that I'm about to cover don't exist either. Whatever. If you want to live in denial, you know, Friday we started covering how Schenectady, New York, I'm not pronouncing that right. I don't have it in front of me. Schenectady. Schenectady. But I can't keep track of it all. Schenectady. You know, said, oh, well, we're going to declare martial law. Obama, you know, thinks it's a good idea. We post the mainstream news article out of Albany, and people say it's not real. Meanwhile, it's the top story on Drudge, or at least it was an hour ago. It's just army for this, army for that. Oh, you want to protest the Federal Reserve peacefully? Oh, we'll have the army watching you. You know, I got Kevin Booth coming up because he made a film, American Drug War. I consulted on. We sell it at Infowars.com. It's a great film. 3 hours of extras on it. It's really two or three films in one. And it took him 5 years to make it. And he got to know Freeway Ricky Ross. He's in the film. The guy that the CIA approached, and he was dealing $25 million of cocaine every couple days in the 80s. He was the CIA's front man in Southern California. And that came out. The Solicitor General of the CIA admits it in congressional testimony. But he's supposed to already be out of prison, but they're not letting him leave. Kind of like when a federal judge ordered the Davidians released, and they were kept in jail for 5-6 years longer. So there's been some new developments on that front. We'll spend about 30 minutes of the next hour. Then I promise, before Alan Watt comes on, I'm going to spend 30 minutes on this Army report. This is huge news. There's a lot of other news as well coming up. Stay with us.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
We are back live. Thank you for joining us. John, I forgot to tell you during the break, I got three guests coming on. Kevin wants two people on with him. So we go ahead and get them on. I just want to do the first 30 minutes with them and then get to the next issue, but it is important. breaking information. Now, the CIA didn't go to prison for shipping in the drugs. They just put their guy that worked with them in jail. You know, that's how this works. I got on the stair stepper this morning, and for about the fifth time, it was on HBO, and I watched about an hour of it, of Serenity, you know, with the case of the CIA agent, Mr. Baird. And it's a true story. People in the CIA, all these young punks they're hiring, they're tripling, as best we can tell, it's secret, but they admit they've tripled the funding for hiring personnel domestically and internationally, and they're running CIA ads on radio, TV, everywhere. And all these people being recruited in, they're really lowering their standards because they want idiots. You know, Baer was one of the top field officers they had, and very intelligent, you know, 160 IQ, and they tried to set him up. They will set you up, dummies. You know, I was talking to my, I'm not even going to say who I was talking to, family. And this is the kind of stuff you learn once you make films like I've made and do the things that I've done. Then older family, I'll just leave it at that, will open up to you. And I have a living relative, he's very old, who was an Army officer for 20-something years, and then they recruited him for the CIA. And they said, okay, this is your graduation as a full officer in Black Ops, and they sent him to Chicago to do things he said that he couldn't do. And I said, what is that? And he said, well, I can't tell you, but it was narcotics trafficking. Now, that was in the 70s, ladies and gentlemen. That's what the CIA is. It's narcotics. It's everything else you can imagine evil. I've played here on air House Armed Services Committee hearings where they say to Donald Rumsfeld, the million-plus kidnapped children out of Europe, where are they? Why are you allowing DynCorp to do this? They then changed their name. And why are you still giving them bids and contracts? And he said, well, they're allowed to do that. You know, they got put in the penalty box for a year, and now we're giving them contracts. I mean, it's just out in the open. It's so evil, though, that people have trouble imagining or even dealing with it. I have trouble. I was in the shower this morning just thinking. I was like, my God, they're so evil. And then they wrap themselves in the American flag, and they say they're doing it for goodness, and you know, and they've got it all compartmentalized, and they get all these farm boys to go join special forces, and they recruit them into CIA, and they have them running around committing murders in the third world, and they bring them back here and have them deal drugs and murder people. And I know one day there's a good chance they're going to come for me. They've already are all over me. It's just, it's sick, and I'm not even worried about dying. It's just so disgusting that our country had to be completely taken over by criminals. And now they're blowing out and stealing everybody's pension funds and 401ks in front of everybody, and we just go down and peaceably assemble and protest the Federal Reserve and say, forget about Obama, forget about Bush, this is the real power structure, while the Army is watching us. I mean, I have their own internal report right here. That is high treason. You are destroying the country completely. And that's the thing about corruption. You know, first they get them to commit corrupt acts in the 50s and 60s overseas. Then they start committing corrupt acts here. And now it's just corrupt acts everywhere. And you know, 9 out of 10 people in the Army, that's where they mainly recruit, say no when they finally find out it's drug dealing. And they imprison them or they kill them, you know, like Terry Reed they tried to go after. Countless others. Shella Castillo. But that 10%, they say, you know what? Absolutely. Absolutely, I'll deal drugs for the agency. Absolutely, I'll kill Americans. Absolutely, I'll be part of secret hit teams. And then they built up a giant force out of that 10%.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.